This is Dare to Be Authentic Talk Radio Worldwide with relationship coach, life coach, and author Mari Mitchell, broadcasting live from Southern California.
Hi, and welcome to Dare to Be Authentic Radio. I'm your host, Mari Mitchell, and I'm so pleased to have my special guest, Michelle Blood, with me today. She's going to be talking about how to stay positive, uplifted, and successful no matter what. Michelle was a rock singer in Australia, and after a near-fatal car accident, she created positive affirmation songs, which not only healed her body, but took her to worldwide success. These songs cover healing, success, money, joy, confidence, and they uplift the person immediately. She additionally created Magnetic Success products and seminars worldwide. Welcome to the show, Michelle. How are you doing today?
Fantastic, Mari. It's wonderful to be here with you.
I just love having you. So tell us a little bit about what happened and how you, you know, came upon this beautiful thing such as an affirmation song. I had never heard of this before.
Well, it hadn't been created before. Yeah, I've spoken to so many people over the years that said, I've always thought about doing that, that are singers, but they never did it. But it was created through desperation after a near-fatal, horrific truck accident, actually, not a car accident, truck accident. Mm. I was a singer in Australia since I was a little kid, on TV since I was five. Ended up getting together cover bands over the years, and then I got a really good band and we had all original songs, and we toured at one stage 7 years nonstop. We had thousands of people came to our gigs, and we supported huge bands like The Pretenders, In Excess, Midnight Oil, you know, touring with them as well, Georgia Satellites from America. On our way home from a gig, because Australia is a big country, not many people, and it's as big as America. Can you imagine this? Back in the early 90s, there were only 18 million people. That's as much as LA for the whole country, for the entire country. But now it's about 26, 27 million now. But anyway, the truck driver fell asleep at the wheel. We'd been traveling for 12 hours, and I was a passenger. We always took it in turns to drive with the truck driver to make sure that he got to the gig. Yeah. On time. And as a passenger, because he went into a telephone pole when he fell asleep, as a passenger, a lot of musical equipment and speakers went into me. So I had fractures and my hip bone completely cracked off and my pelvis completely smashed, bone all throughout my body, puncturing. I won't go into too many more details. I don't want anyone to lose their breakfast, lunch, or dinner. But I was in the hospital for months and months and months and months. Many long operations. People kept sending me positive thinking stuff, thinking, you know, she's really in so much physical pain, but also depressed, because if I couldn't dance and do all my crazy stunts on stage anymore, what am I going to do? I could still sing, but that didn't mean as much to me. I liked to be the whole entertainer. And I heard about affirmations and auto-suggestion, and something within me clicked when I was listening to this audiobook, and I realized, oh, my God, this is going to work. I've always willed myself to create something in my life. I've just done it unconsciously. I've never said, I can't do it.
Right.
I've never said, there's no limitations. There's limitations ever in my entire life. I just went and did it. And so I started doing an affirmation. So for those listening and you may be new to this, I'm sure you're not if you listen to Mari because she knows all this stuff. But an affirmation is a positive statement you say to yourself about yourself. It must be stated in the now. And they were all saying you have to emotionalize it. But every time I did my affirmation, I am healed. I know I am. I love myself, I am my friend, the complete opposite to what was true, but what I wanted to be true. So I had to, my conscious mind kept spitting it out. It wouldn't go into my subconscious mind because you have to emotionalize it. And I could not emotionalize it when I'm in physical pain and doctors telling me about all these limitations. And do you want a priest?
Yeah.
And so after a while of doing it and realizing this just isn't working, I realized as a singer-songwriter, you cannot get a song out of your head. You just can't. That's why advertising agencies spend billions a year on jingles, because they know when you listen to their jingle, you'll always remember their product.
Yep.
Kids learn the ABCs because they sing them. So I sang, I am healed, I know I am. I love myself, I am my friend. Over and over and over again. And that is the beginning of my story and my healing.
I love it. I'm getting chills listening to you sing that. Wow, that's amazing.
So I filled up a little cassette player because I always had a cassette player with me, because whenever I got a songwriting idea, I had to sing it so I didn't lose it, you know. You sort of wake up and you, oh, that'd be a good idea, and you go back to sleep. Even Mick Jagger said, I can't get no satisfaction. He said he woke up and he heard it in his head and he was nearly going to go back to sleep, and he went, oh, no, I think I've got a big one here. So he sang it onto his cassette and brought it to Keith the next day, and they wrote the song in 5 minutes.
Good thing, because that's one of my favorite songs. Wow, what a beautiful story. Very nice. So then you started doing this, and what happened?
Well, what happened then, I was listening to, I filled a 90-minute cassette and just had it going all the time. And so it was filling my consciousness with, because I still couldn't sit up or move or anything. But I started feeling better, Mari. I started feeling more positive, and they ended up being able to even move me into a room with three other patients because they realized I was not screaming anymore in pain. And I could actually, because I was sort of well known, I could actually cheer these people up and I'd sing to them and stuff. And but journalists found out about this healing because, you know, I was a well-known singer. And I ended up being in newspapers and magazines and on TV talking about this healing, never, ever, ever having any idea that I would actually sell these affirmation songs. Because after I was healed, I went into the studio with my band and I just recorded and wrote so many of them, but just for our consciousness. Mm-hmm. Magnets and money, success, persistence, I love myself. I mean, all these different, you know, great affirmation songs, pop songs. And these promoters came to me and they said, we want you to tour with Deepak Chopra and Wayne Dyer. And I said, I don't know who they are. What do you mean? Are they singers? Because that wasn't in my periphery, Mari, you know.
Right. Oh, that's really so funny.
Yeah, they cracked up too. They really cracked up. But no, they said, no, they're best-selling authors, you know, from India and America. And I went, oh, well, how much are you going to pay me? And they said, oh, $5,000 a gig. And I was like, that was insane, because our band was lucky to make $200 each a week, because all the money that we made had to go to the road crew, to the huge sound system, to the trucks, to the agents. And so, you know, even our road crew, we were doing a gig with INXS, and Michael Hutchins, the lead singer, borrowed money from one of my road crew to buy a hamburger, because they didn't have any money either at that stage. And so I was like, They said, I said, do I need to take my band? And they said, no, have you got backing music? And I said, of course, I always record, you know, backing music for if I ever want to change the lyrics or something. And so all I had to do to tour around the whole of Australia with these people was just sing in between and talk a little bit about the affirmation songs and get everyone entertained and up on stage, you know, up on the stage with me and dancing in the aisles. Bob Proctor, when I ended up touring with him, he loved it so much. His wife and himself said, we want you to do every single seminar I ever do again. The audience was just on fire. We've been teaching this for so long. Everyone said the same thing to me. Deepak, Wayne Dyer, Louise Hay, they said, we've all taught affirmations for years. We never thought about putting it to music. And it gives, you know, Bob, knowing the brain so well, he's like, it's amazing. He said, the lyrics, the affirmations are going into the left side of the brain. the music and the melody, the right side, it goes immediately into your subconscious mind. You don't have to emotionalize it. You can't forget it. It's just stuck in your head. So that's how I ended up touring all over the world with all of these many, many other best-selling authors. I ended up writing books about it and doing visualization and really, really, Mari, beginning to study deeply mysticism and what's this all about, Alfie, you know, because it was just like, this is so magical. Everything's being manifested before I even think about it. You know, it's just these affirmations have got me on high. I feel like I'm buzzing around the universe.
Wow. Manifesting before you even know what manifesting was. Isn't that amazing?
Exactly.
That's what I'm talking about. What's manifesting? I don't know, but I'm doing it. Nonstop, I'm doing it. That's absolutely brilliant. I'm so happy. Well, first of all, that you recovered your body. I mean, that must have been something else.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was pretty cool.
So now you do this nonstop pretty much. Tell us a little bit about what you're doing now with it.
Well, I've done huge seminars all over the world. Since the lockdown, I've been doing live Zooms. And, you know, sometimes I'll do free Zooms. But I've got something called the Mystical Experience .com. And I actually have members, or call them students, from over 32 countries that have come to me for many, many years. I teach them meditation. I go to all the different tools, everything in the tool shed that you could find that will help someone relieve their sufferings, give them more money, give them healing. And I teach them and I transmit light to them because I had an awakening. I went off the grid, Murray, for nearly 12 years. I was searching for God. I was searching. Okay. I was soul sick. I was so happy, but there was something missing. And I wanted to find out what that was. And I knew it was God, but I didn't know what form that was going to take. So I was told, you know, if you can find an enlightened teacher that can guide you and send you light. So I traveled all over the world looking for a teacher. After 14 years, I found one. Beautiful American lady, 10 years younger than me. So I moved to America, and she taught me, and, you know, other students as well, of course, for 11 years. And eventually I had my own awakening during that 11 years. She ended up not teaching anymore, not retiring exactly. She's doing something else to help the world. And so I've taken over and I'm teaching and sending that light to people and teaching them about deeper mysticism and the things that they've always wanted to know about. Why am I here? What is karma, really? What, you know, have I had past lives? What are they? You know, what is my true purpose? People want to know these things. They may not admit it to their next-door neighbor.
Right.
But they want to know. They want to know what they can do next to improve their life. They want to love people. They want to be loved in return. And every country I've worked in, even when it's a lot of countries I worked in where they had to have an interpreter on stage, it doesn't matter what the culture was, everyone is exactly the same. People are beautiful. They are beautiful. They want to be loved. They want to be happy, and they want to make other people happy. And they want to feel that their life has purpose.
I love that. I've heard other people say that, that people are exactly the same. And we need to hear that more, because the last few years there's been so much division, you know, within humanity. And we need more of this message that we are.
That's just the politicians.
Yes, absolutely, of course.
It's not the soldiers or the young boys who go out there, you know, sending babies off to war. It's the politicians. And they're, you know, it's like, who would want to be a politician? There's got to be something wrong with you.
I agree with you. I agree with you, Michelle. Well, we're going to take a quick break to hear from our sponsors. And if you want to call in and ask Michelle a question or talk to her, the lines will be open. The number is 929-477-3869. That's 929-477-3869. You can start calling now, and we'll be right back.
From feeling broken and ashamed to unlocking potential and transforming your life, it is possible, as you'll see in Transformation Coach Christina Foxwell's new book, The Glass Angel. Foxwell shares her story of breaking free from shame and fear and finding hope, love, and freedom, and guides you to do the same. Get your copy of The Glass Angel, A Guide to Freedom, Peace, Transformation, and Growth by Christina Foxwell at Barnes & Noble or on Amazon.
Cowboy Wisdom Hypnoacuity is wisdom energizing, fun opening personal expansion. Expands you out of yesterday, energizing today. Enterprising your dreams to experience your now connected desired life. Robert A. Wilson.
We're back on Dare to Be Authentic Radio. I'm your host, Mari Mitchell, with special guest Michelle Blood, talking about how to stay positive, uplifted, and successful no matter what. So Michelle, I have a question for you. What would you say to someone who's just not feeling so uplifted or successful, or maybe is a bit down or even depressed? What do you think is the first step for a person like that to take?
Well, I think the first step is making a decision, even if you're not sure how you're going to do it, making a decision that you're sick and tired of being sick and tired, you know, and just say, okay, but then what happens, Mari, is they make a decision, they think it's a real decision, but it's not, because just like an air conditioning unit, they come up, maybe they've gone to a seminar, they've read a book, something, they sort of feel on fire a little bit about doing something to improve their life, but then they go back to the same setting as the air conditioner does. So what they've got to do is something that's extremely challenging to do on your own, and that is to bring their oscillation up. Now, this is proven now that we all are energy, and that we vibrate at a speed, a frequency. And it's a frequency that eventually you can actually hear. Some people call it the om, but once you're awakened, it's more like a harmonic sound that you can tap into and go into deep meditation very, very quickly. And that's why what I love about the meditation, the affirmation pop music, your doubting mind doesn't have a chance, not a chance. So this is why millions of people have listened to my Magnet to Money song and other songs to do with prosperity millions and millions of times, because of the fact that the song gets into their head, their frequency goes up, and instead of being worried about lack of money, all of a sudden they start getting, you know, you can just see all the video testimonials on my websites. They start getting ideas of what to do. They start writing books. I've got people that have started huge businesses. You know, one man, he had inherited a business, a big building business, from his father who passed away, and he was desperate. He believed in God. He's a little religious, but he saw one of my videos, and he just jumped on board, and this is about 10 years ago, and he said, we're going to go bankrupt. I'm going to, you know, let down the whole family because this is a big building, and I don't know what I'm doing. And so I guided him. I sent him light. He became a student, and now, 10 years later, he's a multi-millionaire. He's got one of the biggest building businesses in North America. So, I mean, things like this happen all the time. One lady who, you know, just didn't believe she'd ever be able to get her kids out of Iraq from her ex-husband, who was Muslim. She was just like, he kidnapped them. And she didn't know what to do. And she tried to go back in there, but it was just dangerous. None of the men were going to help her, none of the family members, not even the women. So I said, let's just start seeing you. I want you to start visualizing you with your children, not away from your children, but you're with your children. They're happy, they're crying, they're laughing, they're going to a normal school. Everything's worked out perfectly. And within 6 months, they were allowed to have a visit with her. The husband came too, but she just kidnapped them back to America.
Yay for her. Wonderful. Wow.
I mean, just the testimonials and the thing. But I'm just being used by the light, because there's so many tools. Some people just want the music to have a better life. They just want to do the visualization. Some of them aren't ready yet to go into deep mysticism. But yeah. Once they've gone to a certain oscillation, a certain vibration, there's something within us that awakens and wants to know more, wants yeah. to see who you really are. And that's when the magic really happens. That's when you're just in that state of being in the moment. You're not thinking of the past. You're not focusing on the future, what's going to happen or not going to happen. You stop complaining. That's one thing that people can do on their own. If you can stop complaining for 6 weeks, and even if you're halfway through a complaint, stop yourself and just go, what are you doing, knucklehead? Ask yourself a question. Am I afraid of losing something that I've got, or am I afraid of not getting something that I want? Delve deeply into why you're complaining, because when people complain, it's to hide their fears. We've got to face our fears, because if you're not facing your fears, you will never, ever get over them. You won't climb that mountain. You won't get to the next field. You'll be, you know, just in that vibration of complaining.
Wow. I never heard that before. Complaining is hiding your fears. Very interesting. So no more complaining about the price of gas, especially here in the United States.
No, I mean, this world isn't really real anyway. It's like we're complaining about, the more we complain about something, the more we are actually giving it strength to keep living. Mm-hmm. Whatever that thing is that we're complaining about, we're giving it life force. Because our thoughts are powerful. People don't realize how powerful the mind is and what, you know, you can create anything that you want. I just say, look, I'm going to give all your listeners tons of free stuff, music, everything today, just free, so that they can at least experiment. Just start listening to the music. And if someone really wants to change immediately, we've just launched an app called the Magnet to Money app. magnettomoneyapp.com, and it has over 60 affirmations with the music. It's got the Magnet to Money notifications. I'm going to be adding this week morning prosperity meditations, evening affirmations for people to listen to as they're sleeping. So it's going to be a lot. It is a life-changing app, and we've worked on it for a year and a half, and it's now just incredible and fun.
I really like the app. That's wonderful. I love it. Congratulations on that. Very nice.
Thank you.
So Magnet to Money app, I like that. They can find that on your website. Is that correct?
Got its own website, magnettomoneyapp.com.
Oh, okay.
I don't know if it's on any of my other websites. Is it on any of my other websites? Just asking my team.
I'll just add it to the blog talk page so they can click right in there.
Thank you.
Yeah, very good. Okay, awesome. So while we're talking about that, let's talk about how to get a hold of you, your affirmation, pop songs, everything that you have to offer.
Well, what I'm giving to your listeners for free, yay, if they just go to www.michelleblood.com/dare, they will get my Magic of Affirmation Power book, Magnetic Creative Visualization, songs, many affirmation songs for success, and Turbocharged Goal Setting, meditation video, I mean a whole bunch of stuff for free. And a lot of those things are my best-selling products, but I want people to be able to, even if they can't think that they can't afford something right now or they couldn't be bothered, they're not in that oscillation yet, just experiment with it. It's all free. And if anyone wants to know any more about the mystical experience, you just go to, is it The Mystical? Yes, sorry. I've got so many websites. TheMysticalExperience.com. And you can look at my introduction video. I think it's up now, the new one. And many other free videos as well that they can watch. If, you know, they might be interested in karma or intuition or something like that, they can just watch tons and tons of videos for free.
Okay, great. I'll add that and the Magnet to Money app right to the blog page. Your ebook is on there already. They can click right into to get that. And you're free, all the free things that you have. Thank you so much. That's very generous of you to offer that to the audience. Beautiful. So let me ask you this. What do you think is the most important message you have to bring?
That everything is possible, and that God wants you to have everything that will bring you happiness. Because when you're happy, you're in a higher oscillation, and you can be used by the divine to do compassionate work for yourself, for your family, to be successful. And I think a lot of people get confused, and they think it's evil or sinful to want to be a magnet to money and be successful. But I'm telling you, you can be miserable and rich or miserable and poor. I know what I prefer. Now, I know a lot of wealthy people, Richard Branson, you name it. They're very happy people, and they do so much good in the world. I mean, working with Bob Proctor all those years, and he just did so much good in the world, and he's teaching people about prosperity because it's something that makes this world go round is music and then money. And if you've got the music with the money, you'll end up attracting opportunities. You'll begin to see opportunities that you couldn't see before, because when you're in a lower oscillation, you're not clear. You don't have clarity because fear is fogging your mind from what can be done instead of what cannot be done. You know, people that say, oh, well, I can't do that. It's the lockdown. There's in Ireland, it's, you know, everyone's negative. And there's always an excuse. And you are your own unique soul. You can do anything. You just have to begin with the first step.
I love it. That's a beautiful message, Michelle. And it's a true message. It's very, very true. We're not taught that. We're not taught that from childhood. And that's one of the problems that we have, because we have other belief systems. But this whole, I'm just so excited, this whole singing of the affirmations gets right through that, which, you know, that's pretty amazing. Very nice.
Yeah, I've got tons of albums for motivation, for success, for healing. I've even got an album for kids, self-esteem songs for just little 3 and 4-year-olds, you know.
Nice, how beautiful. Very good. Well, we have like 3 minutes left. Is there one last thing you'd like to say to a listener today, something that's deeply on your heart?
Well, I think it's really important that you write down what you do want, not what you don't want. Don't tell anybody that you're doing it. Don't let any naysayers stop you from having the success that you want. Write down what you do want and really focus on it as if it's already happened. So just get a list right now and just say, like, I, Mari, I, Michelle, I, Johnny, am so happy and thankful. I don't use the word gratitude. I use the word thankful. Mm-hmm. Thank you for my beautiful life. Because we don't say to someone, if they've made you a cup of tea, oh, I'm so grateful, thank you. We say thanks. So if you can just begin to say thanks, thank you for this cup of tea, thank you for this car, thank you for my beautiful life. Because if you say thank you for my beautiful life, mm-hmm. just say it out to your spirit, to your higher self, and then write down, what does a beautiful life look like to me? I'm saying thank you for it. What does that look like? And you can start writing down what a beautiful life looks like. And one of the most important things is, I live without fear. I'm always happy. I'm so thankful for my beautiful life.
Yeah, I love it. Very beautiful. I like that. And you know what's wonderful about thank you for my beautiful life? We all have our own idea of what our beautiful life looks like, you know. Some people's beautiful life is on the beach. Some is in a mountain skiing. So that just covers that we get to create, you know, the vision or envision how our beautiful life is going.
So that's a doodly.
Yeah. We're all so different, and so we need that. I don't want to create your beautiful life. I mean, I like it, right? My beautiful life.
I love my magical life. My life is magical.
So.
And that is being authentic, because that is the truth for everyone.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
if you say right. it's so, it's so.
Absolutely. Very good. Well, is there any last thing you'd like to say? We're just about to close the show.
No, I just wanted to thank you so much. What you're doing is really uplifting people. You guys, you know, if you get an opportunity to have a session or a coaching or whatever Mari is offering, do it, because she's an amazing lady who's really helping change purpose and change the world. That's my last little message.
Thank you so much, Michelle. Thank you so much for being on the show. It's been nothing but a pleasure having you. Thank you for listening in to Dare to Be Authentic Radio. This is live, but there's a replay available right after, so please spread this news. There are affirmation pop songs that you can listen to, and instead of having that commercial from when you were five in your head, we can put these in our head that will change our life. And so make sure you catch us next time on Dare to Be Authentic Radio. Bye for now.
This is Dare to Be Authentic Talk Radio Worldwide with relationship coach, life coach, and author Mari Mitchell, broadcasting live from Southern California.